body, but I say, Mike, boy, Lord, just real. I'm so glad he come down and give us what we need when we need it. Pray for us this morning. Also, for like Brother Brian's respect, and we're just simply going to follow the Lord this morning. And Lord really didn't sell us anything on nothing this morning as far as outline or anything like that to go. The Lord, scripture that been keep coming to my mind, we're looking at this morning, and I can't get it off. And I'm just going to read that scripture, and we'll just preach. I ain't going to know how long we're going to preach, we're just mind the Lord. Come on. You pray that God touch and give us that we need and show us the direction we need. And to with the scripture, you're here today. You've never been saved with the grace of God. You're here today. Maybe you've come to church, and maybe you've went through the motion of salvation, went through the motion of being a child of God. But can I tell you, there ain't but one way, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I say today, we've seen in Scripture, many folks are seeking, amen, to get to heaven. They're seeking to do the right thing, but yet they're going about the wrong way. Can I say, there ain't but one way, and that's the way of salvation. There ain't but one God, that is the one Savior. There ain't but one thing that you can do, and it's simply call out to Him for what God can do. Romans chapter number 10, start reading in verse number 1. Romans chapter 10, reading verse number 1, read down through wherever to the point that God may tell us to quit. And then we'll bring to you maybe some thoughts and share with you what the Lord laid upon our heart this morning. The Word of God said this, Romans chapter 10, if you'd like to stand, please do so. You know, that's fine. The Bible said, brethren, my heart desire, prayer to God for Israel, that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant, God's righteousness, going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that he, the man which doeth those things, shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. Verse 8 says this, what saith it? Word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That thou shalt confess in thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thine heart that God is raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For the heart of man believeth in the righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. There is no difference between the Jews and the Greeks, for the same Lord over all is rich in you all, call upon him. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Father, we thank you for the reading of our word. And just for a few moments, God, to share, Lord, that you lay upon our heart, that you speak to us. Lord, may we speak to those that are out in this building today, in this room today. God, may we receive what need to be received in such a way. God, that we might be touched by the word of God. We might be encouraged and challenged by that precious word. God, to share the wonderful news of salvation. God, to have that desire that Paul had to see folks saved, come to save and knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God, let one of you today that's never been saved, may this be the time, may this be the moment. Oh, Lord, you deal their heart, help them realize their need of a Savior before it's everlasting too late. God, this we ask in thy name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. We see here in this passage of Scripture, amen, we find that right in the book of Romans we're writing. I believe it's Paul. Amen, you believe what you want. We find out that he's writing to, it is Paul, talking about the church here in Rome. And he's talking to the Jews, his brethren, that are gathered together there in Rome. And he said this statement, he said, brethren, my heart and desire and prayer to God for Israel that they might be saved. Can I say today, Paul has something we all need. You say, preacher, what is that? Honey, we ought to have a desire for our brethren. We ought to have a desire for those that we go to school, that we work with. May
maybe those you go to school with, those around your community, and just folks in general, how we ought to have a desire in our heart as children of God to see folks come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, if there's one desire, there's one thing we need to pray as Christian, Lord, help me to have the desire that Paul had. Help me to have that desire to see souls saved. Hey, amen. Paul had the desire to see his brethren saved. Now, I can't say to you today that Paul, now, I was tempted to the Gentiles. If you'll do some telling, you'll find out, hey, amen, that God sent Paul to preach unto the Gentiles. Well, he still had a desire to see his brethren saved. How many can I say there was one thing that was keeping him from being saved? There was one thing how they were lacking. The Bible said here in this passage of Scripture, how the Bible said, after they have, for a bad record, that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. No, what they had a desire to find God. They had a desire to look to God. How they were going about it the wrong way. They didn't have that full discernment that they needed to be able to find their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. How about it? Can I say today we're living in a world today? A lot of folks are seeking for something better. A lot of folks are seeking for that peace. That we as Christians talk about, that we have as part of our life. A lot of folks are looking to find, what they need in life. Their own way. And that's what was going on with the Jews here. They were seeking God. They had a zeal of God, a desire to see God, and know God. It was not according to knowledge. In other words, they didn't have that full discernment, of what the right way was. You say, preacher, how in the world can we get that full sermon? I believe it's the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. It reveals to our heart, Brother Ed, our lost condition. How about if the Holy Ghost of God reveals our heart? Amen. It is a way of faith. It is a way of trusting. It is a way of believing. How the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. Can I say here what was going on? They were trying to find God. But they were trying to do it according to the law. And we find out Paul was talking to the church of Galatia. He said, listen, he said, if somebody comes preaching to you any other gospel than what I preach to you, let him be accursed. They were folk, those Jewish folk there in Galatia, and those Jewish leaders, they were trying to bring mixed law and grace. Can I say that you can't mix law and grace? It ain't by the law, but it's by grace. That's what Paul was trying to share with his fellow Jews here. He said, listen, you're trying to find it in the law. You're trying to find it in your own way. But can I tell you, it ain't the law that God's righteousness come through, but it's through faith. That's what he was saying. He said, you're so close, to receiving but what you need. You're so close, to believing in what you need. The salvation is just you're so far away from it. Living in the world today, a lot of folks, are trying to, and I've heard folks make this statement. Well, I preach if I believe if I treat people right, or if I live right and I do right, and I'll make it to heaven. Can I say you can live right? You can do right. You can give everything you can get a shirt off your back to feed the poor. You can give every bit of money you own to help those that are less fortunate than you and still die and go to hell. It ain't about what we can do. Thank God it's by simply what the Lord has done for us. That's what Paul was trying to say. Listen, he showed in Romans chapter 10 here, this passage of scripture we read, the way of salvation. It ain't about finding it your own way. It ain't about doing your own thing. It ain't about being good, doing it. It's simply, by trusting and believing in what Jesus has already done for you. I like what he said. He said this, for I bear them record, they have a zeal of God, not according to knowledge, but they've been ignorant. No word that day, word ignorant, simple things, not knowing of God's righteousness, going back to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. We live in a world today, folks, they're doing that on every hand. They're going about their own way. way, trying to establish their own rights, or trying to get to heaven by their own ways. Amen. And so doing, they're not submitting themselves, amen, to the only way that they can get saved. That's through God's plan of salvation. Honey, can I say today, we've got to submit before you can ever be saved by the grace of God. Before I could ever be saved by the grace of God, I had to submit to the realization that I could not make it to heaven on my own good deeds. That I had to make it to heaven God's way. I'm so glad that God's way is righteousness through the Lord Jesus Christ. Through His righteousness, what He's done for us on the cross of Calvary, how He came above the earth to live that perfect life. Hey man, down on the cross, shed His blood, remission of sin. Thank God that third day got up out of the grave, taking the shadow of the way to heaven, and that plan of salvation. Righteousness
That's
of
right.
God. Amen. I will say it. Amen. It's not our righteousness that gets us to heaven, but it's His righteousness. And that's what Paul was talking to the church there at Rome. Those Jews, listen, how they're looking, they're trying to go about and establish their own righteousness, not submitting themselves unto the righteousness of God. The Bible says, verse 4, Christ at the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Hey, and here it is. He said, Christ is the end of the law. In other words, what the law could not do, thank God Jesus did. How the law, amen, revealed, man, how sinful we were. How the law revealed sin in us. How it was the law that could not take that sin away. But it was a wonderful gift of salvation. It was that plan of grace that came through Jesus that did what the law could not do. Bible said there one part of the book of Hebrews, law could not make the comers thereunto perfect, but it was the Christ. That's why it said Christ is the end of the law. No, Lord, Christ fulfilled the law. Christ did what we could not do. Hey, man, that He might bring salvation to you and I. And that's what Paul would tell the church here. He said, listen, you can't do it your own way. You've got to realize it's through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's simply by believing what Jesus has done for you. Well, Moses described with the writings of the law that the man which delivered those things shall live by them. But the righteous which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, there to bring Christ down from above. Who shall ascend into the deep, there to bring Christ again from the dead. But catch verse 8, I like this. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Now, I want you to catch verse 8 here. He said, listen, you're so close to the truth. You're so close to receiving. He said, the word is in you. It's in your mouth. It's in your heart. That word of faith which we preach unto you is simply, amen, a confession with your mouth that He is Lord. And receive it in your heart unto salvation. He said, you're that close. Can I say today that a lot of folks, amen, that listen to the sound of our voice, amen, whether it be on the internet, whether it be on Facebook, whether it be in person, they hear the word of God. Oh, they're looking for something better. They're looking for the way of salvation. And go try to go about it. I've seen folks put on and those things go turn over a new leaf. Hey, they try to do better. Try to live a better life. Trying to get to heaven. But say, can I say today it's more than that? You're so close, but yet you're still far away. The preacher, what is it? Look what he said. He said, the word is nigh thee. Even in thy mouth, in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. Here it is. What is in verse 9? That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. In other words, you shall believe in thy heart that God hath raised from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. He said, here it is. He said, it's so simple. You're so far away, but I'll make it so simple. All you got to do is confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Hey, just simply profess that He is. Can I say today, a lot of Jewish people were having trouble in confessing Jesus was the Son of God. They were having trouble believing who He was. Hey, but they thought, well, the angel is not this. Joseph, the carpenter's son, is not this Mary's son. How they had a hard time believing that He came.
can't accept salvation until you accept the fact that Jesus is the Son of God. Living in the world today, amen, a lot of different movements, religious movements. Amen, some believe in one called Allah. Amen, they believe that Jesus was a prophet. They believe that he was a great teacher. They believe he was this and that. But yet they will not believe that he is the Son of God. And I say today, the Word of God simply tells it. Hey man, you've got to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. If you don't accept God through His Son, hey man, the Bible said there ain't no other way except you come, ain't no other way to come to the Father, hey man, but through the door, and Jesus through that door. You'll not get to heaven, hey man, until you come to the point in your life and believe and accept the fact that Jesus is the Son of God that paid the sin debt for you and I to keep you and I out of hell. That's the only way. First, that's pretty simple. That's what Paul was trying to tell them here. So simple, but yet stumbling over so much. He said this, "Thou shalt confess in thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Verse 10 says this, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him." I like verse 13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I'm glad it's so simple. I'm glad it's non-discriminatory. In other words, it don't matter what color your skin is. It don't matter what nationality you are. It don't matter where you live. It don't matter how much money you may or may not have. The Bible says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." All you got to do is simply trust Jesus, the Lord of your life. And say, "Jesus, I know that you are the Son of God. And I know that I am Lord. Amen. I receive you as Lord of my life." I'm that whosoever. Can I tell you today, I'm glad that whosoever means all. Preacher, what are you saying? Simply saying there is a way unto salvation, and it's through Jesus. And I say that's what Paul was trying to declare to his Jewish brethren here. You're going about to try to find the way of salvation. You're trying to find the way to God. And can I reveal to you the way to God? The way to God is through the very Son of God. The one that descended. Amen. The one that ascended. Amen. The one, amen, that broke down that middle wall of partition. Brother Brown, the one that broke down what nobody could do. Just like that old Star Trek logo says, going where no man has ever gone before. I'm glad it's exactly what Jesus did. Brother Bobby, he went where no one had ever gone before. He did what someone had never done before. Thank God he pioneered the way to heaven. He showed us the way to heaven. Amen, my God. That food provided for you and I. He did what no one else could do for us. You see, Adam and Eve took the fruit there out of the forbidden tree. Sin was pronounced upon mankind. Amen. When sin became pronounced upon mankind, the Mosaic law that was given to Moses there on the mountain, Sinai, by the Lord himself, amen, showed, brought the law of Moses, what we call the Mosaic law. It told them how a list of to-dos and not-to-dos. Amen. What it did, assembly, it revealed sin in their life, revealed the sinfulness of mankind. But that law could not bring salvation to mankind. Oh, but I'm glad that Jesus was that one. He was that only one, that perfect, sinless Savior that could pay the sin debt to bring salvation to mankind or reconcile man back to God. He and he alone. That's what the message that Paul was preaching to the church here at Rome. Can I say today that is a message that we need to continue to preach today to those around us. That is the message, Brother Brown, we need to share with those that we work with. Hey, man, Christian, that is a message that we need to share with our loved one. Hey, man, I've got folks I work with, and I know you probably got folks you work with. Good folks, upstanding individuals. Trying to do it their own way. As long as I do this and do that, I'll be all right. They're trying to establish their own rights in their own way. But I'm the only way to they're going to make it to heaven is through the righteousness of Jesus Christ through the wonderful plan of salvation. Paul's saying, that's my desire. Can I tell you, it ought to be our desire to see folks come to that knowledge. It ought to be our desire to share with them, amen, the only way that you're going to get there is through the Lord Jesus Christ, through that way of salvation. I like what he's saying. He said here, how can he preach? Amen. Except, how can he hear except they preach? And how can he preach except they be sent? And I'm glad, thank God, today, amen, that God sent the Word of God out. Amen. God sent preachers to preach the Word of God. Now, I like what it says. Amen. Verse 16, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? In other words, they some that will hear, Brother Ed, they some that will not hear. And I like what it said in verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And I say to you, preacher, how can I get saved? By hearing the Word of God. Honey, can I tell you today, I like singing, and ain't nothing wrong with good old gospel singing. Honey, it's the Word of God that you've got to receive. It's the Word of God. We're living in a world today, folks are putting more emphasis on entertainment than they are the Word. They're putting more emphasis, amen, on getting up and putting on a show than they are the Word. Can I tell you today, we need to keep the emphasis where it belongs, and it's upon the precious Word of God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word. Amen, the way that we get saved by the grace of God is hearing the Word of God. How about reading the Word of God, to listen to preacher preach the Word of God? By hearing someone share the Word of God, and receiving the Word of God for what it is, that God can do in our life. That is true. Let me say this, and I'll close. The people that we put in office, you hear their word, but you can't believe it. People, even our public leaders, even of our little small country, and even city of Scottsboro and Jackson, many of them try to speak the truth. Some of them don't care about speaking the truth, but you can't believe them. But I'm glad there's something that you can hear, you can believe. You say, preacher, what is that? It's the Word of God. The Word of God is something that you can be assured of that is true, that will not lead you in the wrong direction, that will not tell you a lie. The Bible says God cannot lie. I'm glad it's the Word of God that is sure. It's the Word of God that is pure. It's the Word of God that will lead you in the right direction. Hey, man, the Bible talks about the covenant. He said he would guide you to all truth. You want to find something that's real? You want to follow something that's real? You want to take heed to something that you know, hey, man, something blowing in the wind? Look to the Word of God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Can I ask you, do you know Jesus? Christian, what are we doing? Are we having that desire that Paul had to see folks saved? We realize that it's our responsibility to tell them the only way, amen, is through the Lord Jesus Christ and Him alone. If you're here today, God deal with your heart. Maybe you're here, I don't know, for I don't know everybody's been saved. If you're here tonight, God deal with your heart. Say, preacher, I don't know that I've ever been saved. I've been trying to do things my way. I've been trying to do things the way I thought need to be done. Can I tell you, unless how you accept the wonderful plan of salvation, unless how you remember a time in your life when you knelt, the convicting power of God convicted you of your sin. Hey, man, you knelt somewhere at an old-fashioned altar and cried out to the Lord for salvation. Can I say you're going about to try to establish your own righteousness in your own way? The only way is an old-fashioned altar. The only way is the convicting power of God dealing with your heart. Finding you an altar somewhere. Whether it's here, whether it's by your bedside, whether it's out by a trash pile, amen, on the side of the road on your way home. Where was your altar? Can I ask you a question and then we'll close? Do you remember the time when the Lord came into your heart and saved you? Do you remember the time when you asked the Lord Jesus Christ, when the Holy Ghost of God convicted your heart? Made you realize that you need to be saved. You remember that time you went to an altar somewhere and said, Lord, I'm just an old sinner. I need salvation. Can I say, if you don't remember that time, please let this be the day. Let this be the moment that the Holy Ghost of God is convicting your heart right now. Let this be the moment you slip out of your seat and come down and receive the best gift that you can ever have, the wonderful plan of salvation. Father, we thank you for the Word of God. We thank you for the man.